It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton.
Welcome into our Pet of the Week show again here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, back with you again here this week. And also back joining us this week on Regional Radio is the Humane Educator in St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue. That's Jenny Lockwood. Jenny, as always, we appreciate you taking time out to join us here on Pet of the Week once again this week. And we're back in the felines this week. And one of my favorite names we've ever had here on Pet of the Week in Lollipop.
She is a beautiful little tortoiseshell domestic short hair cat. She's probably around 2 years of age, so she's not too old and not too young. She's kind of in that nice little age where they're kind of starting to calm down a little bit. She lives in the catio, which I know I've talked about the catio before, and I just love that little... A, I love the name. B, I love the area. It's a group housing unit for cats, so we can allow up to 14 cats kind of free roam in there, and there's an inside and outside fenced area for them to just kind of be cats, and so it's a really cool little space. So with that, we do know that she does well with other cats because she is in a group housing unit. Don't know how she does with dogs. We did find her as a stray, so we don't know a ton about her otherwise, but she's a very sweet, loving little cat, kind of looking for a forever home now.
Jenny, it sounds like Lollipop will have all kinds of options for forever homes on the table, because it sounds like she's a social one, and like you were saying, with her being 2 years old there, starting to kind of move and transition out of the kitten phase at least a little bit in that regard. So sounds like Lollipop kind of has a lot of versatility in that regard.
I think so. I think if you have a sofa or recliner, that's about all that she's going to ask of. So every time you go in there, she's just kind of lounging around. She's a really sweet little cat, just looking for a place to just, you know, call her forever home.
And Jenny, I know you were kind of mentioning it just a second ago there, but kind of talk just in general terms of what that catio offers. You think the felines that you get in your possession there at the Animal Control and Rescue Center?
Yeah, no, the catio is so cool in so many ways. It offers the cats, you know, space to be cats. There's high shelves, there's little bridges, little hiding areas. You know, it really allows them to express their feline behavior and just not be in a cage, honestly. So that part is fantastic in that way. But then for the public, it's really great too, because you can go in there and actually interact with the cats. So it's great all around.
And Jenny, with that in mind, if our listeners want to find out more information about Lollipop or come down and schedule a visit, is there a phone number to call or a website to possibly visit?
Absolutely, yeah. So the website with all of our available animals is petforyou.com, and it's P-E-T-F-O-R, the letter U.com, and you can go in there and search for dogs or cats. And then if you have any questions that could be answered over the phone, our number at the shelter is 816-271-4877. And I will mention that we have been just crazy busy with cats this year. So we're offering a special through Saturday, August 10th, where all of our cat adoptions are only $10.
That's Jenny Lockwood again, the Humane Educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue, joining us here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.